Title: Bouncing Sub and Kick Beginner. Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, let's dial in one of the biggest This Sounds Pro Now moments in drum and bass. Getting the kick and the sub to work together. Not fight each other. Because in D&B, the kick and sub aren't just low end, they're the engine. If they clash, the mix feels quieter, softer, sometimes weirdly distorted, and on bigger systems it can turn into a blurry mess. But when they cooperate, your track instantly feels louder, tighter, and more confident without you even touching a limiter. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable workflow inside Ableton Live using stock devices, a solid kick, a clean sub, a sidechain setup that makes space, and a low-end group that stays consistent when your arrangement gets busier. Let's set up a realistic mixing situation first, because mixing low-end in solo is a trap. Set your tempo to something D&B normal, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. Make a basic pattern. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Classic. Then add a subline. Either sustained notes through the bar like a roller, or off beats. Either is fine. Now keep this mindset. You're going to make decisions with the kick and sub playing together. Quick solos are okay for checking, but your final choices happen in context. Step 1. Choose roles. This is the secret that prevents endless frustration. In most modern D&B, the sub owns roughly 30 to 60 HE. That's the floor. The kick usually owns more like 60 to 120 HC for the body, plus click and attack higher up. The goal is simple. Kick equals punch, sub equals weight. If your kick sample is super subby and your bass is also super subby, you're basically asking two people to sit in the same chair. Pick one sub boss. Usually, it's the bass. And if your kick has too much deep tail, you tame the kick, not the sub. Also, a big coach note here. Pick an anchor note early. Beginners often write bass notes that move around, but the kick sample has a noticeable pitch that never changes. If your kick is ringing at a note that feels wrong in the key, don't try to be a hero with extreme EQ. Often the fastest win is simply swapping the kick or transposing it slightly. Step 2. Build a clean sub in Ableton in a beginner-friendly way. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Use oscillator on a sine wave. Turn off oscillators B, C, and D so you've got a clean single sine. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep attack very short, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you get clicks at note changes, bump that up a little, like 2 to 8 milliseconds. Release should usually be something like 50 to 120 milliseconds so notes end smoothly, without a pop. If you're doing sustained notes, keep sustain up. If you want plucks, drop sustain down and use decay around a few hundred milliseconds. Now add utility after operator. This is important. Keep the sub mono. In utility, you can set width to 0% or use a bass mono auction if available. The point is, below the low end, stereo is a problem waiting to happen. Clubs, phones, mono playback, phase issues keep the sub centered. And don't crank the gain. Low end eats headroom fast. Stay calm. Step 3. Tuning. This is where a lot of D&B punch comes from. Drop Ableton's tuner on your sub track and play the root note of your tune. Let's say you're in F. Great. Now put tuner on the kick track as well. If your kick has a clear pitch, like you can hear a note, then tune it. If it's in simpler or sampler, adjust transpose by plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones and recheck. You're not trying to make it melodic. You're trying to stop it from strongly ringing a note that fights the track. If your kick is atonal, like it's mostly transient and noise, don't force it. In that case, the bigger win is frequency separation and phase. Quick rule, the sub usually sits on the root, sometimes the fifth. The kick doesn't have to match the sub note. It just shouldn't sound like it's singing the wrong note. Step 4. Find the overlap with EQ and meters. Put spectrum on your master, or you can do it later on a low-end group. Loop a section where kick and sub are hitting together. On the kick, add EQ 8. First move, high pass around 20 to 30 HZ. Fairly steep, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. This is cleanup. You're not removing bass. You're removing useless rumble that steals headroom. On the sub, at EQ 8.2, high pass gently around 20 to 25 HZ. Again, cleanup. If this is a pure sub layer and you'll have a separate mid-bass later, you can low pass the sub around 80 to 120 HZ. This is optional, but it can make your low end clearer because the sub stops trying to be a mid-bass. Now for the actual they're fighting fixes. Keep it small. In D&B, big EQ holes often sound impressive in solo and weak in the mix. If the kick is masking the sub fundamental, try a small dip on the kick around 45 to 60 HZ. Think 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q, around 1.0 to 1.5. If the sub is muddying the kick punch, try a small dip on the sub around 80 to 120 Hz. Again, small, like 2 to 3 dB. You're not trying to separate them into completely different worlds. You're trying to let each one have a moment. Coach trick. Do a sub-only audit occasionally. Put an EQ8 on the master temporarily and low-pass around 120 to 150 Hz. Now you're listening to only the low end. You should clearly hear kick pulses and bass notes. If it turns into one blurry thump, you've got overlap, phase issues, or your sub-envelope is too messy. When you're done checking, bypass or remove that EQ from the master. It's just a flashlight, not a permanent filter. Step 5. Sidechain. This is the DNB way. On the sub track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the audio source to the kick track. Start with safe settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. This is important. Super fast attack can flatten the bass too aggressively. A little slower lets the bass breathe naturally. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. This audio version is shortened for playback.